Hey, everybody, welcome to Fuck Dickenberg. This is an explicit Minnesota sports podcast. You've been warned. Today, we're talking about the demise of the Minnesota Twins and Brad's blah blah. Joining me today is Brad for the middle innings of the Twins game. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing really good.
Anything you want to talk about specifically?
How good them fucking chili dogs are going to be in a couple minutes.
Yeah, we got some chili dogs cooking. This episode brought to you by Chili Dogs. And I think we got Arnold Palmer's with alcohol in them. Brought to you by Twisted Tea. Yeah, Ryan Barron hooked up a home run for my fantasy team. He's been swinging a hot bat. You know who has been swinging a hot bat? Okay, we basically wanted to do this podcast so we could talk about the biggest surprises on the Twins roster. Brad, I'll let you go through your top three surprises.
Top three surprises. Torii Hunter, number one.
That's what I figured.
He should probably be the number one on everybody's list. 39 years old.
He's not number one on my list. Still.
Because you're biased.
Yes.
And you have a hard time admitting that this was actually a pretty decent pickup on him.
It does hurt for me to admit that. We're not even a third through the season. It's a little early to be calling him a $10 million man. That's all I'm saying.
He's earned it.
I'd say he's earned it so far. He's got a long season to go.
Number two, I would go with Kyle Gibson.
I could agree with that. His numbers are insane. Let's look up his numbers.
You know what would be so much better if we had a damn stat guy?
We do need a stat guy. We are missing one of our hosts, Michael Haas's garage sailing. Apparently he picked up a pool table today.
Oh, yeah.
So the Haas studio, or the Mike Haas studio, is looking pretty awesome. We can just turn his whole basement into a studio. That'd be so sweet. Cover it in one of those, or all those dozen egg things to make sure the sound does. Yeah. Real studio. We could record music down there.
And the number three thing that is impressing me so much is their damn record. It's games above 500, and we're June 6th. I didn't know if we'd have 11 wins by now.
No. Well, we got 20 of them in May, which they haven't done since 91. All right, here's Kyle Gibson this year. He's 4-3 in 11 starts, 69 innings, 21 walks, 39 strikeouts. His ERA plus is 1.36. His WHIP is 1.246. That's not bad.
No, and I would.
He hasn't been excellent. He's just gotten run support. 25 runs given up and 11 start. Actually, that is really good.
Really good.
Yeah, he's been pretty lights out. But he doesn't strike out a ton of guys.
He did yesterday.
Well, he's getting on it.
Here's your man, Torii Hunter, up. One out. Nobody on. The most ultimate thing that could happen right now is if Torii Hunter tied up the game with a home run. Shove it right in your face.
Ooh.
Right away.
That's a nice image right there. Plouffe breaking his bat. So my biggest surprise is number three.
Oh, you're going backwards.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going backwards.
Oh, I
number three, I would go with Torii. Because I'm not really surprised that he's still hitting. I'm just surprised that he hasn't been a liability in right field.
He has, though.
I mean,
early on in the
not game. A huge one.
No, he cost us some runs, but...
But he hasn't cost us many wins. I mean, he's been responsible for a lot of wins. So yeah, I mean, I wasn't that surprised that he's hitting 280. I figure if he hits 275 and is marginally bad in right field, he's going to be worth what he's getting paid. 275. If he plays 150 games, 140 even.
Yeah.
So him hitting him leading the team in hitting is not really that surprising.
I agree with what he's putting out there.
Okay, number two. I would have to go with the outfield defense, which I thought was going to be absolutely terrible and horrendous. Aaron Hicks is really shored up center field for us. And Shane Robinson was serviceable when he was... I saw him play in Seattle. He ran down balls I don't think Aaron Hicks would even get to.
Injuries helped us out there. If Arcia was still...
Arcia is a liability in the outfield, and I would like to see him traded. I don't even want him up with the team again. The problem is Miguel Sano's not ready, so you can't move Trevor Poof to left.
That goes... Here's the thing I'd like to see. Would you rather have a bunch of no-names that are having fun going out there playing hard like we've got right
yes.
now? Yes. Or a superstar?
I mean, everybody likes having the hometown hero, which we have two of. Three, actually, if you add Blaine Boyer to the mix, who's our new setup man, who didn't look especially great last night. That's my number one, is the pitching in general. Starting pitching, bullpen have been amazing. Not all of our starters have been. I mean, Phil Hughes is still struggling. But before last night's game, we had two starters with ERAs in the top seven in the American League, and neither of them were Phil Hughes or Irvin Santana. That's the biggest surprise of the year for me.
Well, actually, he's leading the league in ERA right now.
Who is?
Irvin Santana.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Should we get him back in, what, about 30 games?
I would say about a month, yeah. So,
through two.
Like we've been... saying for the last few weeks. It smells like that chili's getting ready. Oh, great. I think they're all edible. What kind of hot dogs are we? So we've got some sound clips for the show today. We're going to be eating chili dogs here in a second. But we'll make sure to keep you entertained. Thanks for joining us. This is Fuck Dickenberg. It's a Minnesota Twins, Minnesota Timberwolves, Minnesota Vikings. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about the Vikings. Adrian Peterson is back. There's a lot of stuff that's happened in Minnesota recently. We've been a hiatus. We still can't seem to get all three of us together in one room. I think it's mostly Michael's wife's fault.
Second that one.
Mike's not actually married, but it sure seems like it. Well, we got a 1-0 game. J.R. Graham on the mound for the Twins. It's starting to feel like the Twins of old. Who? We do have some pitching depth. Finally. So that's a good thing. Let's talk about why the Twins are on their demise. Or their demise has begun. We saw the bullpen explode yesterday. Just implode. I don't think what they're doing is sustainable at all. I think they had like a 1.8 ERA since May 19th. That's not going to happen with guys like Blaine Boyer, Casey Fien, Aaron Thompson, Aaron the Hair Thompson, or Aaron Let Your Hair Down, Dr. Thompson. I don't have a nickname for J.R. Graham yet. Maybe J.R. Graham Cracker. He hasn't been terrible. 37 pitches, starting the third. He sent 2 1/3 innings. Pitch count's a little high. But a solo home run, whatever. Every pitcher in the rotation picks up a solo home, or gives up a solo homer. Oh, man, those look great.
They smell great.
I'm going to hook up some chili dogs. We'll be right back. Here's a shout-out to the Twins so far this season.
Easier to chew. Fuck, man. Fucking amazing.
So, Brad, how do you feel about Adrian Peterson being back in purple?
I love it.
How much do you love it? And does it make it the Vikings a playoff team?
Does it make him a playoff team? I would say yeah. Adrian Peterson alone adds 3 fucking wins to this team. In the freezer, is the ones that are getting colder faster.
The what?
In the freezer.
Yeah, those are not cold at all.
Well, put them other ones in the freezer. Forgot to bring them in last night. Talking shit about my kids' popsicles.
Popsicles, yeah.
I just got a message.
I don't want to drink Bent Nail for a very long time. I am, yeah, Bent Nail. This is not brought to you by Bent Nail.
No, the only reason I grabbed it is because it was the only thing cold. God, it's gross.
It just gets old
I just
fast.
I got a message from Mike. We're supposed to go help him move a pool table at 3, maybe.
I gotta go to work at 3. I've got Legion baseball.
You have to ump?
No. I gotta take pictures for the paper.
You don't have to.
Actually, yeah, I think they play Monday. I can get pictures then.
We got 3 inches of rain here last night. You're flooded.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, we had the. We spent.
It was a beautiful lie.
2 hours left getting all that water out of your dad's house.
Mm. Oh, today's podcast brought to you by Rocco's Chili.
Motherfucking good.
He went to the NFL Hall of Fame today.
A lot of people get off on that. I don't know if I would so much.
I don't think I would either. I didn't even enjoy Cooperstown that much.
Same with me. I don't know if I'm not a big fan of it. I don't know why. I guess here's the reason why. It's like politics, kind of. They are, how do I say it? They're skewed for, like, the good people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We talked about this last night. Like,
actually, the coolest thing I saw at Cooperstown was Barry Bonds' 70 home run ball with the asterisk carved into the ball. I said, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they had a sign that was, like, eye level for a kid to let them know that this is the PD section of the Cooperstown. It was very interesting. That was the weirdest thing. Other than that, I wasn't impressed. It was a lot of money for walking around and watching a video. The plaques aren't that cool. And that hall was the best room. But it didn't blow my mind. I think if you were going to go as a kid, it would be awesome.
Yeah. Top of the third, Royals getting their ass kicked by the Texas Rangers 4-0.
Thank you, Texas. Oh.
Son of a... Hit in the right field.
Yeah, he's going to get the third.
Nope. Got him.
Oh, they got him.
Ooh, nice play there.
Carlos Gomez, former Twin, gets picked off second.
Rosario, baby.
I like him in the outfield. See, that would be my third outfielder. That's probably why Arcia is still in AAA.
I have to say, though, some of his routes that he takes to get to stuff and the jumping catches, oh, golly.
Agreed. He's an athlete.
He is.
Look at this throw. Right on the money. He almost threw it past him. Danny was surprised by it. It's like, Jesus, I can get him.
Yeah, and they
got him easy.
In the first inning, he got doubled up on a line drive, too.
Carlos did?
Oh, he is.
I'm so glad we got rid of him.
Horrible base runner. Horrible.
I don't like his attitude. I think that's why Minnesota got rid of him, too.
He's cocky, arrogant.
Yep.
I don't mind when you're cocky and arrogant if you back it up all the time.
He doesn't.
All the time, or at least, you know, a good portion of the time.
He was an all-star.
In three innings, he's already fucked up twice.
Yeah. Yeah, being aggressive is one thing. Being stupid is another.
So we've got two outs in the top of the third, runner on first base right now. And Ryan Braun up to the plate. He had a home run in the first inning. That's where we stand right now, 1-0.
And there's another hit.
There you go, right there. Gomez's immaturity cost him a run right there.
Yeah, it did.
You know, there's one thing saying about, I don't mind if you're aggressive. I don't think that his goes to the point of being aggressive. He's just a fucking idiot.
He does go up there and swing for the fences every time. Never fails. He damn near hit one yesterday. So this is the last opportunity. Brad will be on the show for the next 2 weeks.
Going on vacation.
Sort of.
I say it's on vacation.
All you Kansas citizens?
Citians. I think it's Citians.
Better watch out, because Brad's coming.
I am coming.
Brad, what do you think about Kansas City?
I enjoy it. I actually really like that place.
You have any other barbecue?
Yeah, I have. And I'm not being arrogant or anything, but I consider myself a good barbecuer.
Make some mean nachos.
Yeah, I do. Some barbecued pulled pork nachos. Hell yeah. Yep. It's good. It is good. Can I tell the difference a whole lot? I mean, yeah, if I come up here to Glendive, Montana, I'm going to eat some ribs or something. Oh, shit, yeah, 10 times better. I don't know. I enjoy it. The last time I was there, though, it had actually nothing to do with barbecue. But I had deep fat fried deviled eggs. At this new place down at the...
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, God. It was unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. At the Power and Light District, I guess there's this restaurant that just opened up. This bar and restaurant. It's a year or two old or something like that. And holy crap, man. Talk about some good dang burgers. Like, that's where that Juicy Lucy that I made us the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I got that from.
J.R. Graham gets out of the inning.
Heading to the bottom of the third, 1-0. Let's see if the Twins can do something here.
Eddie Rosario is more mature than Carlos Gomez.
I agree with that.
Wow. Eddie Rosario just played, what, 50 games?
Something like that.
This was a great idea.
It was great. Chili dogs are great. I met a girl down there, too, Anthony.
Yeah, I did realize that. I'm pretty sure our listeners don't know.
I doubt. Well, I'm sure some of them
know. Zero of our listeners today. I just, it was, you know, spur the moment thing. We didn't really have a time to advertise. But they'll come back. Michael will bring him back. If he ever gets a hall pass from his wife.
Oh, I agree with that one.
It's getting to be ridiculous. Just to get the guy on the phone. His boss is a real scatterbrain. I'm supposed to be doing his website.
Tough.
Been waiting on him to get me information for like 2 weeks.
That's one thing I don't know about how them damn lawyers do that shit. I mean, they got their fingers in so many different cases, this, that. I mean, how do you keep your head on straight? Now, I'm not trying to sit here and...
Cocaine.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it. If I was making $200 an hour, I'd be doing lots and lots of cocaine. Hope we're not making you hungry out there. We're nearly finished.
I got to say, I think Dick has listened to our podcast before because they never talked about bunting until we started talking about bunting.
You know, I almost wore our Fuck Dick and Bert hats. We have hats now, people. One of you, we have a listener. Hey, hey. We got hats that have our logo on them.
I will be wearing mine proudly in Kansas City next week. Actually, for the next 2 weeks.
Doing a little Kansas City advertising.
Damn right. Do you know how disappointed I am, too? When I...
How can you go anywhere wearing one of these and people not ask you about it, too? That's the great thing.
I went to my daughter's softball game the other day, and I had a six-year-old tell me that he liked my hat.
That's awesome. That six-year-old rocks.
I don't know if it was because of the language on the hat or if It would be really cool if he knew who Dick and Bert was.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, they suck.
You should have asked him. Are you a Twins fan? That's awesome. Yeah, so get the hat that six-year-olds love.
Yep, Dick and Bert. Good eye.
That actually kind of looked like a strike. Okay, so Herman's up to bat. So now we can talk about why the hell he's in the majors. Apparently he must be amazing defensively, which I haven't seen.
Get
That's
going to
go foul. Oh, yeah, I was going to look up Eric Fryer's numbers because he was raking the last time I checked in AAA, which would be the Rochester Red Wings.
2 feet.
Okay. Eric Fryer. He's got a .408 on base percentage with a .333 average, an OPS of .787. Not too shabby.
Hey, who did we trade Garza for? Was he part of that Santana deal?
I didn't think we traded Garza. I think he left as a free agent. We can check. We do have the internet. Let's see. I want to look at Josmel Pinto, too. Where is he? There he is. Sitting 247. 407 slugging percentage. 322 on base percentage. That's not good.
Are you home?
Yeah, we're here. Kind of in the middle of a podcast.
What are you talking about?
We've texted and called you.
I just texted Mike.
Oh, are you available then?
Well, if you would talk to your other son.
I just left him and you hadn't texted
him. I did too.
Okay. So you need to help move. And are you mowing before you leave? What time do you have to be in Dickinson tomorrow?
Probably 9, 10.
Well, you better figure it out, so...
Bye.
Come on, dog.
Fuck Dick and Bert is brought to you by Twisted Tea. God.
Here, check this new sound effect I got. Watch this. Just a sec. Technical difficulties.
Human difficulties.
These are technical.
Help move. The hell do you gotta help them for?
A fucking pool table.
They don't have enough people? They said 3 o'clock. It's 1:07. Gotta plug in the computer.
My batteries. I need Dave to replace my battery. This is a shout out to Dave P. Who fixes Mac things like iPhones and computers and whatnot?
iPads.
Does he work on those too?
Yeah, he does. It's on his car.
Yeah.
End of the third inning. The Milwaukee Brewers lead the Twins 1-0.
Park this year. Oh, for Mike's birthday. That'd be a cool day to do a podcast. We could do it from one of the bars in Miller Park. We'd be the talk of the town.
Most definitely.
What was I going to look up? Oh, yeah, Matt Garza.
I thought we traded him. Maybe not.
Baseball Reference is the greatest website. Okay. Drafted by the Twins, first round, 25th pick in 2005. Let's see. I want this transaction history. Here we go. Traded. You were right. With Eddie Moreland and Jason Bartlett to Tampa Bay for Brandon Harris and Del Mignano. Two guys that, well, Delman still hits the ball. I kind of miss his Ninja Turtle looking face and ass.
You must not have tagged me in the post on Facebook, huh?
Oh, no. I can, though.
I'd like to feel like I'm special.
Let's see here. You mean the one for the podcast today?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, the Facebook button's not working. So I'll just do this.
Hey, Anthony, did I see you happen to have a can of Copenhagen over there?
I do.
Top half of the fourth is brought to you by Copenhagen Long Cut. It's not the cancer that'll kill you. I mean, it's... It's not the Copenhagen that'll kill you. It's the cancer.
Oh, man. Wait, this has been a really boring game. The Twins are back. Like I said, this episode is called The Demise of the Twins and Brad's Love Life.
Yeah, my love life, man. I tell you what.
It's just a mess.
Oh, shit.
Most of them are, though.
Yeah?
Bradley Hawes and I are on... Fuck. Dick. I just love that the first two words of our podcast are fucking dick. You can't get much better than that. Bradley Hawes and I are on Fuck, Dick, and Bert right now.
Boom.
With that, there's a link. Okay. Then we just hit post. Maybe we'll pick up a listener. We still have one. We got one listener today. Not too shabby.
You know the funniest thing about flying out tomorrow? I honestly have no idea what time I fly out.
Yeah. Brad's mother was just in here telling him to be responsible. Responsible for Michael's new pool table.
Well, yeah. I have zero bags packed.
Like, I got time to move a fucking pool table.
I gotta mow my fucking lawn still. It's like the Amazon forest out there.
Yeah, we got a lot of water. Hey. Perfect defense set up by Paul Mulder there.
I mean, it'd be one thing if I was just heading out of town for a day or two. I'm gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've done nothing.
You're going to have your lawn mowed at least once while you're gone. I got that shit covered.
Boom.
50-plus home runs in only Brewer to hit 50-plus home runs in a season?
He did?
No, it's got to be like Aramis Ramirez or...
In Brewers history?
Yeah.
Ryan
only
Braun.
Brewer.
Ryan Braun.
Hit 50?
Prince Fielder.
Oh, it could have been Prince.
Prince Fielder.
Well, let's look it up. Ryan Braun.
No, because I just think he hit like mid... Ah, shit, I don't know, man. When
he might have hit 50. When he was juicing, yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing Prince Fielder.
That's a good guess.
He hit 50.
41 is the most that Ryan Braun ever hit.
Prince Fielder then.
Yeah.
Before he left.
God, you know, I'm thinking somebody hit like 50. Yep. 50. was it 50 plus?
Yeah, what, 50 plus? I mean, if you hit 50, that's, I don't know.
I was asking about the trivia question. Did they ask 50 plus, or did they just 50? Oh, yeah, we got that cool thing. DVRs are so cool. To hit 50 plus home runs in a season. Okay, so it's not Prince Fielder. Like I said, I think it's... God, who was that big old fat man that hit 51 or 52 when Sosa and Maguire were going at it? Mo Vaughn?
Was he no. He played for, like, the Red Sox. That's the only time he was good.
I think he might have been in Milwaukee, though, for a while. Nope. Boston and Anaheim and New York.
That's such a – this is one of the most chicken shit things ever.
What happened?
They hit him in the damn hand, and Herman's hurt now, too. He goes around like he's going to swing, and the ball hits him in the damn hand.
It was a foul ball.
Didn't even hit. Yeah, replay that shit, Molitor.
I don't know if you can. This is very interesting. That's a foul ball.
Even if it did, man, his hand left the bat. It didn't even hit him.
Ball.
It hit the damn bat.
It didn't hit him at all. It was a good acting job.
Well, yeah, it hit his damn bat.
Well, yeah, here comes Paul. Here comes Molly. Yeah, they're going to review it. That's interesting. I don't think we've ever seen a review on a foul ball before.
He's going to look like a dumb idiot.
My arm hurt. Oh, it never hit him. You should get fined for that.
Like the
they
flop
would call
in
it
the NBA. You
yep.
get fined for that.
Yep. Or in hockey, embellishment. And in soccer. I love Bert. Dick and Bert. It hit the end of his bat. We've established that. Thanks, Dick.
I'd throw right at his head now.
You want me to hit you? I can hit you.
This would be bizarre if they keep it how it is. Keep him on first base saying that he got hit by the pitch.
Oh, no. There's no way. They can't mess this one up. Thank you. Milwaukee. See, Aramis Ramirez hit 50 once, too. But not 51. This is getting hard. If you got an answer out there, tell
Robin
us on
Yount?
MixLR.com. We both had a right answer. Kind of. You had Prince and I had Ramos. Ramos Ramirez. Oh, Dick and Bert are having a good time.
They are. I bet they're not having a good time drinking a Twisted Tea, though.
No. I don't think I could do that job without at least Twisted Tea, if not a bottle of whiskey. Watching these guys is pretty hard to do sober.
Be like Major League.
Yep. Oh, nice pitch.
He's got the same gestures and actions as Gomez, up there at the plate,
Segura.
Watching. That after he swung
actually,
at that, did that little scissor kick, that's the same damn thing Gomez does. Are they from the same country, if you will?
I don't know. I want to say Dick made that same statement, who is a mini Carlos Gomez, a mini-me version. That'll do.
Just like that, right there, getting down on one knee.
Yeah, Bo Jackson.
The greatest.
Graham has been pretty good today.
The greatest athlete, I believe, Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It's not even really close.
Heading to the bottom of the fourth, still 1-0. The Brewers over the Twins.
We got about 20 minutes left on this broadcast. We've got one listener still. Somebody out there is listening to us. Thank you, you crazy person.
Oh, heck, what better do you got to do on a Saturday afternoon?
True. I think we should make this a every weekend kind of thing, since we can't do it on weekdays mostly.
No, it just depends.
Well, Mike is never available because he's buying pool tables with his wife and...
That's bullshit.
Moving shit into his house. You know you're in trouble when you start going garage sale with your girlfriend and
he was
parents.
Building flower baskets last weekend.
Oh, man. We are just talking all kinds of shit about our co-host.
I don't blame him, though, to an extent.
There's only so far you can go.
I agree.
I think he's just biding his time until his birthday, and he'll feel like, okay, I can do this for a little bit longer.
Women do that to you. They get you definitely out of your norm.
Yep. That's why I'm single. Brian Dozier sure has turned out to be a pretty good second baseman. I think he's, since 2012, he's like first in home runs, RBI, runs scored. Very impressive. There it is. Jesus. I must have ESP. No, he's fifth in RBI.
And
sorry,
he's making.
Guys. I only had that graphic partially memorized.
And he's making 1/15th of what Robinson Cano
yep.
is making.
That's probably one of the best extensions in Twins history. It could be. Let's not speak too soon, but the guy gets on base.
Just got under it.
And he hits home runs. Garza is just rolling.
He is.
Here.
Perfect.
I got the perfect song. Hold on. I got the perfect song. This is for Matt Garza. We miss you, Matt Garza. That's the one guy, when he was a free agent, I was kind of hoping we would sign.
Robinson needs to be patient at the plate.
Needs to do a lot of things at the plate.
He's had two at-bats.
He swung twice?
Swung twice, two outs.
I'm kind of wondering what the hell he's doing in the lineup. I know it's a day game after a night game, but come on,
he played last night.
Did he? What the hell?
It's because we got Torrey DH, and that's why.
Huh. Well, that's what I always kind of saw Torrey as anyways. $10 million for a DH that hits .275. I could see that. 90-some RBI. Maybe. I mean, he's on pace. So is Joe. I just really dislike Ryan Elvis Presley.
So don't I.
I don't like any moment he's in the game. He pitched when I was in Minnesota. I was very nervous the whole time. And the old gentleman next to me was also very nervous.
3-0 count to Joe Mauer. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth.
Here comes that solo home run to right field. Yep. If you missed it, Joe Mauer hit a home run yesterday in a game they lost.
It was to tie the game up, though, 5-5, and then the wheels fell off
it
after that.
A huge hit. I'd like to see him do it more often. Was that on the first pitch, too?
No, it was 0-2.
Oh, yeah. Because that ball was up. It was a letter high. Most left-handed hitters are low ball hitters. Joe isn't. He's got that level swing. He's the fundamentalist. Joe, the fundamentalist, Mauer.
I like that. I just don't like when he rolls those ground balls to the second baseman. Just rolling them over.
Yeah, that's... He had a problem with that last year. He's trying to elevate the balls he pulls now. He's doing a lot better with it. I think him and Bernanski are working on it. Yeah, he leads the league in double play balls, I'm pretty sure. In the double digits. Yeah, he's not a low ball hitter. Oh, young fan got a ball there.
Full count. If it wasn't for Joe Mauer's two at bats, Garza would be at about 22 pitches right now.
Yeah, that's another good point. Joe has seen some pitches. That's not getting through.
Oh, he beat it out.
Oh, bravo, number seven.
See that arrogant shortstop play right there.
Love the beard, Joe. I hope Joe listens to the podcast when he gets off
work. Oh, I'm sure he does.
I don't know. I don't think he knew I was in Minneapolis. He definitely knew I was in Seattle. He's like, I know that guy. Oh, he's there. God, Harper hit another home run today. 19.
Oh, yeah, he beat it.
The early MVP.
Easy.
Wow. Garza had a no-hitter going.
He had a perfect game going. I'm calling it Trevor Plouffe.
Trevor
2-1 Minnesota right now.
Yep. I could see that. His average has dipped off a little bit lately. He was hitting like 276 when I was in Minneapolis. That was over Memorial Day.
Make him pay, Trevor.
Was it Memorial Day or Labor Day?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
We haven't been to Labor Day yet.
That's in September, right?
Correct.
Glad we got our U.S. holidays figured out. Hey, good eye, baby.
Actually, I'd like to see him walk him right here and get Torrey up. And then Torrey hit a three-run home run, and then you can say something to the people out there.
And then you can rub it in my face.
Yeah.
Torrey was very fan-friendly when I was in Minneapolis. Signing autographs, taking pictures with people. Got a pretty good photo of him. I joked with my Uncle Joe. Shout out to my Uncle Joe. I should have taken a petition down there and told him to ask him to sign my petition to legalize gay marriage in Minnesota. I wonder if I would have got a smile or a scold.
We got Joe Mauer on first base, 3-1 count. Two outs here in the bottom of fourth with Trevor Plouffe at bat.
Counts full. This broadcast brought to you by
Copenhagen Long Cut.
not the Copenhagen that kills you.
It's the cancer.
Ah. Yeah, it's about where I was sitting.
Nice
right behind
catch.
There. In that section in row one. Good. Brad, why don't you tell us your biggest problem with this offense? Just had Dick Hubbard talk about crooked numbers.
Consistency.
Mm-hmm. Instead of putting 1-4 up, put a 2 and a 3 and a 1 and a 2.
Exactly. Like, one of my biggest, and we were winning these games when we were putting up 2 or 3 in the first inning, and then the pitching just shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put up more runs. You can't just rely on your one innings. And that's basically, it seems like that's how it's been for the Twins all year long.
Mm-hmm.
One inning. One inning, offensively or defensively, loses the game for them or
yep.
wins it for them.
Yes, it does.
I will be right back.
Oh.
I've got another sponsor for us. It'll be sponsored by Maytag Washers and Dryers.
What kind of laundry detergent?
Tide.
Of course. This is Fuck Dick and Bert. We are on the iTunes network. You can find us under F, the at symbol, the asterisk symbol, K, Dick and Bert. If you watch the games after they're broadcasted live, you've got a DVR, TiVo, whatever it is, you can listen to us over the innings that we're watching. So far, we got a pitcher's duel. J.R. Graham Cracker has been locked it down since Ryan Braun went yard. Only run of the game. The one thing I can't stand about Target Field is there isn't a... You can't find a Coke. You couldn't pay enough money to find a Coke in Target Field. I mean, you sneak whiskey into the game and you gotta drink it with Sierra Mist? It's just so wrong. Well, since we're nearly through the hour, we got about 6 minutes left on this live broadcast, we may start another one, because it's only the top of the fifth. So, our one listener out there, stick with us. We'll be right back in 6 minutes or so. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. We can only do an hour broadcast with MixLR. And this live broadcast is brought to you by MixLR.com. You can find us at MixLR.com/GoGonzoJournal. You can also download the podcast from GoGonzoJournal.com or at iTunes. Great. Ryan Elvis Presley's in the game now, and I'm nervous.
He's starting the inning off good with a walk. Get that out of the way.
Leadoff walks always tend to score. Isn't that what Bert Blylevin always says? Nicotine is a natural laxative.
That it is.
Speaking of laxatives, I think it's time for a restroom break. All right, listener, we're going to cut this podcast off, and we'll come back at you in a few minutes.
See ya.
Laters.
Ten fucking pitches, 10 balls. He must be for that gay marriage in Minnesota with all the balls he's throwing.
Oh, we are live. That was perfect timing. Welcome back. This is Fuck Dick and Bert. This is an explicit Minnesota sports podcast coming to you from Montana. Sweet. Gotta stop uploading the old podcast so we can keep our internet connection because CenturyLink sucks.
Definitely not brought to you by CenturyLink. At least not in Forest Park. Nice.
He still has some pitches strike?
No strikes. Ryan Pressly in the game, 11 pitches, 0 strikes.
This is... Oh, the name of this episode is The Demise of the Minnesota Twins. Yeah, this bullpen.
He's faced 3 batters, 12 balls, 3 walks. We do have an out, though, because we caught a guy stealing.
The craziest inning ever.
And this
yeah,
is
he's
what
done.
This is what gets me is they haven't played great, but they're in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And with one dumbass who likes balls more than strikes, he's going to put him right out of the game.
He's not going to take him out. That's just Neil Allen out there. Oh, I saw, let's see, this would be a shout-out to either Mike Berardino or Brandon Warren. I can't remember who tweeted it, but 4 of the top 7 pitchers in the American League have worked with Neil Allen.
I saw a documentary about that guy. He's a pretty legit human being.
Hmm. I like Gene Glenn, our third base coach. I think he's going to be the next manager of the Twins. Yeah, just got to get a strike here. There's one.
Oh, baby.
It only took him 12 tries.
13.
13. Baker's dozen.
That is a sad thing. He rolls a double play here and he gets out of the inning. Shit, it was a good inning.
It would be. Yeah, that one was right over the heart of the plate. Neil must have told him to throw strikes.
I want to go out on a limb here, but I think he got his control back. 2 strikes in a row.
Well, I think he knows that the Twins are probably going to be cutting a pitcher or demoting a pitcher soon. He'd be my pick.
I would prefer a double play over a strikeout.
I don't really care how he gets out of the inning.
That's a double play. That way he doesn't have to pitch to another guy, maybe walk him, bases loaded.
Paul might pull him anyways. I don't know who's following Lucroy. Here's the payoff. Oh, yeah.
Wrung him up.
That was a little nasty breaking ball. Elvis Pressly.
You're at the top of the fifth. We got 2 outs. Runners on first and second. Brewers still leading the Twins 1-0.
What's his first name?
Ryan.
Ryan. I call him Elvis so much.
Ryan Elvis Pressly.
Yeah.
Well, interesting here. We got Ryan Braun up to the plate. He's 2-for-2 with a solo home run in the first and a single in the third.
He's pretty much hit everything hard. That's a strike. Now he hasn't thrown anything but strikes.
Oh, he threw one ball.
In the last at bat, yeah.
It was a good pitch, though. Wasted a pitch, 0-2 count.
That's one thing I really don't like about a lot of our starting pitchers, is they'll throw that 0-2 or 1-2 pitch over the heart of the plate. Like, Pelfrey lost the game just because.
And they're out of the inning.
Nice job, Elvis.
I'm willing to bet we won't see him back out in the top of the sixth. So here we go. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. This is, Ben, typically one of the Twins' innings where they like to do some damage. Last night they put up 5 runs in that fifth.
That would be nice. Except behind Torrey, we've got Rosario and Chris Herman.
Somebody's going to hit a home run this inning.
I think my money would be on Torrey. If you haven't been watching the Twins, Torrey's been lighting it up. I better share with the world that we're back on air. I'll tag Bradley in it. Come on. There you are. Bradley Haas and I are on air. Literally and figuratively. The Twins really need to win this game.
That they do.
Losing a series to Milwaukee is not how a first team, first place team plays. There must be Kevin Gorg. 90th birthday. She's an old lady. Bradley Haas likes our post.
That I do.
This old lady's hilarious. Spit it out, Kevin. Tripping over your words a little bit there. Young lady, always calls them young ladies. Could be 113. I don't think I've ever been circled by Bert.
I don't know if I'd want to.
Well, you win the lottery tickets.
Fuck Bert. I don't need his charity.
It would be great if I did it with one of our hats on. I wonder what would you say if, like, Jamie Hirsch came up to us in the stands and asked us what our hats meant. Oh, it's a podcast called Fuck Dick and Bird on live TV.
Use your imagination.
Yeah. Like, actually, I've been using my imagination with Jamie Hirsch for a long time.
I wouldn't be surprised if they would have you remove the hat, to tell you the truth. Because it's offensive.
Yeah.
I was at 2003 or 4, 5. Shit, 6. I can't even remember now. Whenever Randy Moss came back to the Vikings that year,
yeah,
I was there for his first game back in town, and I had this shirt on that said, It was a picture of Randy Moss with his big fro, mm-hmm. and it said, "I'm back, bitches." And they made
my
me
cousin.
Take, they made me take that shirt off.
Really?
Yep.
I love those T-shirts.
What's
doesn't
that?
Mike have one too?
Yeah. What's that for Fox? That black lady that does the sideline, Pam Oliver.
Yeah.
She's the one that pointed us out and made us take it off.
You're kidding.
So I don't know if they were filming some shit right there, and we would have been on TV. But, yeah, we had security guys come up and tell us to take them off or we could leave. There we go, Tori.
Yeah, baby.
Tori singles up the middle.
Huh. So what, did you just go shirtless?
No, we went back to our seats, and nobody said anything. So I'm assuming it just must have been a TV thing. We
yeah.
had a chance to be on TV.
Well, there's nothing offensive about our hats. I mean, it's censored, so. But people get the idea, I think.
You know, Rosario's due. He's kind of.
There
we go.
Hey.
Back to back hits up the middle. Well, is this the start of their typical fifth run? Get some hits. Get some big runs on the board. Runners on first and second, no outs.
It'd be nice if we could pinch hit Kurt Suzuki right now. He's been hot. I think Herman's probably just going to lay down a bunt here.
And I do have to say, this year is way different than last year.
Yeah, we're 11
last games year
above
we could well, but last year we could 10. Get guys on second and third, zero outs,
mm-hmm.
one out, bases loaded, zero out, and you knew we weren't going to score a run. Here now, I would say, yeah, bunt them over to second and third because we should, we will probably score at least one run.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
Got to get that a little further from home plate. They can get that out at third. Boy, King Felix has been amazing this season.
He has no support.
I know. He might be getting a little bit with Mark Trumbo coming to town. But Robinson Cano is not living up to that deal.
No.
I dropped Robinson Cano on my fantasy team to pick up Brian Dozier. That's a
throw
good
it
one.
Away.
Oh,
muffed it. Here it is.
Yeah, baby.
And I'm gonna bring this up real quick too. Is for as good as we have been playing, luck is such a big part of what the
yep.
Twins have been doing. This stuff doesn't happen last year. This year, well, 2 games ago when Maurer laid down that bunt.
Mm-hmm.
They had him set up to get the guy out of
third.
What did they do? They threw it away. I mean, it's just things are working.
Well, Pablo
so
Sandoval didn't catch the ball. It was an error on Pablo. Thanks, Matt Garza.
I'm happy now. I just got a good message.
Oh, boy. Brad's love life is looking life.
It's on the up.
Up and up.
Yeah, damn near 12 hours from now, I'll be sitting in Kansas City.
Crazy.
Probably catching the tail end of this Twins-Brewers game. I'm bringing my full force because we play the Kansas City Royals Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Ooh, baby. You. He's got, they need to work with him on his bat movement. He needs to be more stable in the box.
I hate that hitch that he has from the left-hand side.
Oh. I mean, when he can put a good jolt in the ball.
Yeah.
He's like, he's exactly like Carlos Gomez, except from the left-hand side of the plate when he bats left. I like him, actually. He's a shittier hitter when he bats right-handed, but he's more disciplined. Left-handed, he's just...
He does take a lot of walks. Oh. Yeah, left-handed, he looks like he's trying to swing for the fences.
Come on, Danny. Down the right field line, triple. Come on, buddy. One out, bases loaded, bottom of the fifth. Boy, they're going after Garza right away. They're not taking a pitch.
This is totally opposite of what they were doing at the beginning of the year last year. They were so patient at the plate. Yeah, well, that's why exactly we should win this game. Can't be losing series to teams that are 19-36.
No, and that's we have like a 720 win percentage against teams under 500 or something like that.
Pretty good record against the AL Central too.
Besides
the Tigers.
The only shitty thing is we're sub 500 though against teams above 500. Which, if you're going to win the division or and make a playoff, but you got to beat the good teams. And coming up here this next week, we're going to get tested.
Mm-hmm. We got the Cardinals coming up, Kansas City, Detroit's probably around there somewhere.
I don't know. We just played Detroit, so. Thing is, if we can come out of here and win these next two games, then take two out of three from Kansas City, we're sitting in the middle of June with a 5-game lead.
Could be a 5-game lead. Depends on what Kansas City does.
Well, we play Kansas City. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
After the Kansas City
but
series.
But still,
Kansas they're
City.
They're losing right now.
Yeah. They got a game tomorrow against Texas, probably.
Texas is playing tough.
Danny really needs a hit. Yeah, he's in a little bit of a sophomore slump. Good eye.
One and two count on Danny Santana. Base is loaded. One out. Twins threatening.
There's Tori Hunter on third. Danny swings a Louisville slugger. He's a traditionalist.
He is with the high Sox.
Yeah. I like how the high Sox are coming back. You know, Blaine Boyer wears stirrups because I think his mother is legally blind. And she could only see, like, bright colors. So he wore those high white socks with the stirrups so she... You know, who was, when he was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You know, that's the thing. I do not like the look of those, like what Garza was wearing. With the stirrup on the pants,
hold
it on the bottom of your shoe so it covers your shoe. I do not like that look. I actually like the high look.
I do too. Makes the game look old-fashioned.
And I especially like it when you wear the stirrups, not just the socks.
The stirrups are kind of uncomfortable. I wore them for a while.
He is battling.
He's putting together a pretty good at bat here. And Garza's pitched really well.
And not to say that I started a trend or anything, but you're right. I had a shitty pair of stirrups, and where they were sewn together on the bottom hurt my foot. So what I ended up actually doing is I wore them upside down, so you just saw the big piece, and had the piece hanging behind my knee. And so it looked like I was just wearing them long socks.
Ah. Good at bat, Danny.
Santana found off 7 pitches here. Still 1-2 count. Bases loaded. 1 out. Bottom of the 5th.
Cleveland, I think, has a pitching staff that could make a run in the playoffs. Corey Kluber's really good.
Yes, he is.
Danny Salazar ain't bad either. I'm hoping Irvin Santana comes back as strong as he did at the beginning of the year last year.
I agree with that. I mean, that is such a huge addition for us. If we can be anywhere near first place, I mean, 3 weeks ago we were saying if we could be 500 and we get him back,
you'd be sitting pretty. We still would be. Nice.
Son of a bitch.
This episode is called The Demise of the Minnesota Twins. Bases loaded, one out. We didn't score any. Starting to look like the Twins of old.
I'm at a loss for words right there.
That's just terrible.
You know, it's kind of tough, though, for Santana battling like he did. You know, he being very defensive with a 1-2 count, fouling off pitch after pitch. You almost expect something like that.
Garza's
that's all right.
Throwing
hey,
hard.
We got 4 innings left. I'm not looking forward to mowing my lawn.
Yeah,
at
it's
all
hot out there today.
I wonder how much of dang rain we got last night.
I'd say more than 2 inches. Let's ask Google.
I tell you what, I got to give a shout out to John Haas Roofing and Gary Koffler for putting in that drain tile for me this spring.
I'm going to give a shout out to myself for putting my tile in the basement, my dad's basement.
I'm going to give a shout out to myself for telling you just to use an extension cord last night.
Yeah, it worked out really well. How much rain did Glendive get last night?
I have a rain gauge in my front yard, but I don't know how well it actually works.
Well, if it collects water, it works. If it doesn't leak.
I don't know if it's altered, though.
Just a 20% chance to precip today. I don't want the forecast. I want to see what happened yesterday. Yeah, rain gauges would be so much easier.
And we're back, top of the sixth. Ryan Pressly's going to be out there for his second inning and work.
Really? This is what's going to hurt us down the stretch, is all these innings the bullpen's pitching.
Definitely.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're picking up bullpen arms. Or moving Mike Pelfrey for a bullpen arm. Mike Pelfrey has got a ton of trade value all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So does Trevor Plouffe.
Well, and you look at a team like the Yankees, they're in dire needs of starting pitching.
Yeah. They look pretty good.
You know, but that's something, too, is once we get approach that trade deadline and we are getting Santana back,
yeah.
I would not be opposed to moving one of those guys if it can. If we could get somebody to move into the outfield to get Robinson out of there.
Byron Buxton. Let's check on Byron Buxton. Chattanooga Lookouts. Get there. Ah.
Leadoff single by Adam Lind. Top of the sixth, Milwaukee 1, are demising Minnesota Twins 0.
Man, CenturyLink sucks.
Chicago Blackhawks, I hate them so much.
I do too.
It's like they toyed with Tampa Bay in game one.
They're the much better team.
And then just when they needed to, with, you know, 6 minutes left to go, they come and just, we're done. We're gonna kick your ass now. That goal Tampa Bay scored, unbelievable. That backhand out of the air. Oh.
Yeah, we lost our internet connection. All right. That Brian Dozier, he's a pretty good second baseman. I think those are my favorite jerseys. The pinstripe. I like the new ones with pinstripes. With the gold. I like that color.
My favorite are those old gray pinstripe ones that they used to wear. I like those.
Well, my favorite other are those 85, 86 powder blue. Oh. There we go. Perfect defense.
There we go. Out of the inning. We're heading to the bottom of the sixth. Let's go, Twinks. Top of the order coming up to bat. Tell you what, one bent nail in and one twisted T in, and I'm getting there. Last night, I woke up at 3 a.m, 4 a.m. Since I do work night shift, I don't know how to sleep anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Netflix because of this shitty satellite because it was fucking raining. And there's this new series on called Between, I believe it is. It's a Netflix original.
Mm-hmm.
And what this story is what the story is about is in this community, all of a sudden these people start dying for no reason. And what it is everybody over the age of 22 in this community dies. So it's left with just 22-year-olds and younger. I only got through the first episode, so I'm kind of intrigued by it to see if it's about how the younger generation can come through and actually save a town, if you will. I thought it was a very interesting damn concept.
That is an interesting concept.
How it picked 22-year-olds, like, was the cutoff line.
Well, that's like the new thing now is you look at the, Mockingjay and
mm-hmm.
all those movies with kids killing each other, which is based on actually a Japanese film that was made probably 10 years before those books were even written, about them pulling kids out of like middle schools and they just murder each other.
Here, before we get the Twins come back here and take the lead, I'm going to pull up the Minnesota Vikings schedule.
Mm.
And
see how many games we can win? I think I had a
here on
nine.
June 6th. I want to make a prediction.
Solo dinger. Come on, Brian. Let's go, Brad Guy. I hate his Brian Bulldozer. I think it's so derivative.
Hey, there we go. That's a double.
Yeah, baby.
Throw it away. That a baby.
I think he's leading the league in extra base hits. He could be. He's in the top three.
Brian Dozier leads off the inning with a double.
This is it right here. Maybe it's not.
Now, what's up with this bullshit, us playing five fucking preseason games?
I don't understand that either.
Well, we open up Monday night against the 49ers.
Regular season? You sure that's not the Hall of Fame game?
No, we play the Steelers, the Hall of Fame game. Mm-hmm. So that's a toss-up right there.
Against who?
The 49ers in San Francisco. I'm going to lean towards it.
I'll take it.
So there we're 1-0. We play the Lions then at home. I like that game. We'll win. 2-0.
I'll give that to the Lions.
No, we're at home.
Doesn't matter.
We'll win.
Okay.
Then we got the Chargers at home.
Yeah, I don't like that matchup.
I do. With our two corners now. Did you know that the last time Adrian Peterson faced the San Diego Chargers, he set the NFL rushing record?
Yeah.
That was at home. I personally was at that game and witnessed that.
That's amazing.
Then we go and play Denver in Denver. We will lose that game.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got the Kansas City Chiefs at home. I
like that game.
So through the first five games, I see us, we could easily be 4-1.
No, we couldn't.
Then we go play the Lions.
Yeah, we're not winning that one.
So then we're down to 4-2. We're at Chicago. I don't like that one either. So we're
4-3.
Then we got the Rams at home. I like that one. 5-3. At the Raiders, 6-3. Packers at home. We play them tough at home.
We do. I'd say 7-3. With all the toss-ups I've had in the last few games, I'll just give us one of them. I mean, either against Detroit, Chicago, or Green Bay, we'll win one of them.
Okay, so we're at 7-3. And if you want to... maybe 6.5 and 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go.
Yeah.
Then we go down and play the Falcons.
I like that game.
Should beat them 8-3. Then we got the Seahawks at home.
Nope. 8-4.
I agree. Then we go play the Cardinals in Arizona.
9-4.
You're gonna give them a win there?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Then we got the Bears at home. I'll take us with the Bears at home.
No way, we're winning 10 games.
Then we got the Giants at home. I'll take that one.
11? No. You're way off.
And then we got the Packers to end the season at Lambeau. 11-5.
You're out of your mind.
11-5. And that might not even win the division.
They probably won't. Okay, let me...
I will say 11-5.
All right. Let's see what I get.
Actually, I will go our wins. I think this would be perfect. Our wins, the over and under would be 10. That would be a good note. If I was running Vegas, I would have the Minnesota Vikings
1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 3-3.
You're going to end up at 10-6.
4-3, 5-3.
We've got bottom of the sixth, one out.
6-4.
Brian Dozier's on third. Joe Mauer at the plate with a 3-0 count. Robinson sacrificed bunted Dozier from second to third.
Three and four, four and four, five and four, five and five, six and five, six and six, seven and six, eight and six, nine and six, nine and seven. I'll take the under. If it's going to be 10, I'll take the under.
Peter King has him ranked at number 6 in the power rankings.
number 6 in the NFL. Wow. I think he's dreaming.
Is he, though?
Closet Vikings fan?
How many games did we win last year? 7? 6? 5.
Not enough. No, we won 7. We were 7-9.
And we got a 6th pick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we got the 11th pick. Or the 8th.
Bullshit, we had number 6, didn't we? 8? Fuck, I can't even remember. It's so long ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, you had another shutdown corner. We got Hendricks. We got Hendricks, linebacker. I like our linebacker.
Hall of Fame running back.
Joe Mauer, baby.
Yeah.
Joe Mauer singles to right field, and we got the tie ball game, 1-1.
Joe Mauer's on pace to hit, drive in over 100 runs this year.
But back to the Minnesota Vikings, since the Twins are on a demise. You add a shutdown corner. We added depth to our linebacking core.
Didn't we add the offensive line.
We add a Hall of Fame running back back. If Adrian Peterson played last year, you add at least 2 wins to our – at least.
Maybe 3.
So I don't think it's far-fetched to say we'll win 10 or 11 games this year.
Oh, no, I don't think it's far-fetched. 11 might be far-fetched. 10 is reasonable.
Just got a text from other co-host, Jumpin' Joe Mauer.
Forty-six runs scored, leading the major leagues.
Tied.
That's still leading.
No, you're tied.
Yeah, but you're still in front.
No, because you're tied with somebody, so you're not technically leading.
Sure you are.
No. If me and you run a race and we tie, we both don't win the race. We tied. Nobody actually won the race.
It's not a race.
Well?
If they were to be tied at the end of the season, they'd both be leading the major leagues in run scores.
They both would be.
Yeah.
As a pair, but not just him. He's not leading.
Oh, whatever. Maybe he'll score another one today. Get through. Ugh.
So we're heading to the 7th here.
Tied up at 1.
I can't wait to 7th inning stretch. I think I'm going to stand up and piss off my deck.
No, you got to keep your lawn dry so you can mow it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Should be pretty dry by now. It's hotter than hell out.
You know, and I don't know if it's like this for your other Fox channels and whatnot for the local teams, but it seems that the Twins advertise so much for Target Field. So much. I've never seen that. Well, I've rarely watched. I guess we've had Fox Sports West or Northwest before, and still I don't see that much about them, you know, promoting you to get out to Safeco Field.
Well, the Twins need it. They have fair weather fans. They pack the seats in Seattle when King Felix is pitching, but everybody else is pitching, it's not so packed.
I did read a thing on the interweb. We've got our roof trusses up now for the stadium.
Yeah, I saw it firsthand.
I'm excited. Number one, we're going to hold the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The year following, we're holding the Final Four. The next year, we're holding one of the BCS championship games.
Tickets. Yeah, I know.
Hell yeah.
There's going to be some fun stuff going on in Minneapolis the next few years. You might have to move out there.
Don't tempt me.
Oh, no, I'm talking about myself. I probably will move out there. Joe can't find anybody to rent his house, so.
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind it. Presley coming out for his third inning of work.
Wow.
How excited are you for this 2015 Women's World Cup starting?
Actually, I'm jacked.
Seriously?
Yeah. I love the World Cup, and I love Abby Wambach. I'll watch pretty probably every game.
Brandi Chastain is what got me into soccer.
Mm.
Was that the 2001? 1999 World Cup? Somewhere around there where the U.S. women won and she took her damn shirt off. Oh, shit.
Oh, sure. That was a great Wheaties box.
Yeah, I was hooked. Sex sells.
Winning. The women are the women's team is quite good.
It must have been 2-3 in the morning. I was watching TV again. Did you know that they have like an indoor lingerie women's football league?
No.
I thought that was just like a fucking thing they did for like the Super Bowl or something like that. They got an actual damn league where these chicks are running around in their bra and underwear and like shoulder pads and helmets and shit.
Yeah.
And there are some damn beasts out there. I mean, I wouldn't. Ooh.
That's awesome. That's a great sport.
Yeah, I guess. Only in America.
Alcohol-free section.
That is not fun. I've
not
never
quite it's a little better than the peanut-free section.
I know that the damn it. I know that the alcohol-free zone at Bozeman sucks. I know it's...
Oh, you mean at the stadium?
Yeah, it's horrible. I know it's a good thing to take your...
I thought the whole stadium was alcohol-free, except for the box seats.
Well, it is. Excuse me. It's not that. It's the Pepsi family zone, basically. And I understand, you know, you want to take your kids to the game and...
What about Ramos Ramirez?
They're idiots. Fuck Dick and Bird.
They got it wrong. He only hit 50. It said 50 plus. Oh, Aaron, let your hair down. Dr. Thompson into the game. That one's a little long. I think I like Aaron the Hair Thompson. Let's see here. Oh, in honor of the Twins scoring a run last inning, here's a little Dave Clark 5 for you. That second one was me first in the gimme gimmies, straight up. Are you trying to listen to us?
I don't know if that's playing. Try playing another clip.
Okay. Here's the outfield.
If it's playing, it's extremely quiet.
No, then it's not. Let's see here. Select source.
And we're back. Top of the 7-0 outs, runner on first.
Oh, here we go.
Aaron Thompson in the pitch.
It's working now.
I hope they don't hit and run right here.
Yeah. Let's go, Hare. Get that double play ball.
Got to be one of the Twins' best friends this year is that damn double play.
They have turned a lot of them. Towards the top of the league, I want to say. Man, Hamill was on today. Rizzo, 2-for-4 with a double. God. Looks like this guy's a lefty specialist. Problem is both of their left-handers are basically lefty specialists.
Are you talking
can't
about
get righties out?
Dunsing?
Yeah.
I hate that son of a bitch.
I would have non-tendered him. Boston's up 2-0 on Oakland. Hanley Ramirez, the 2-run homer. Ballsburn, Cleveland just getting started. Aaron Thompson's keeping him honest at first base. Wisconsin Fair. Come on, Hare. Nice pitch.
Nice pitch. 1-2.
A lot of beards on the Twins roster these days. Getting a little bit more liberal with their facial hair.
And I wonder if that's a team camaraderie thing.
I think so.
You would have never thought Joe Mauer would have.
No, he's starting to look like a Minnesotan.
I'm just glad that he smiled yesterday.
I know.
The first time
we should have recorded it. Taking a picture. Whoa.
I wonder if he did get him there.
Nah.
He got him on the hand. Plus, I didn't want to see him get a base hit here.
He was already on the base.
Really? Number
got
one
the,
pick.
MLB draft coming up here soon, too. Coverage by MLB Network.
And the NBA, June 25th, I believe.
Yeah, the Timberwolves should end up somebody pretty good. I'm hoping it's Okafor.
Towns or Okafor.
I don't know that it's a toss-up. I would rather have Okafor.
There's definitely some bias there, being a Duke Blue Devil.
Hey, did you hear that Crowder for the Redskins is being investigated for domestic violence? He's a Duke graduate.
No, I
didn't. Wide receiver for Duke.
Did not.
Well, I just saw that today.
I'm not, you know.
Him and Rashid Suleiman must have been hanging out together.
I'm not condoning any of that, but it just seems like now it's just, it's like wildfire. You know, you started that, and I don't know if that has been a problem in pro sports, or now if you just have these women coming out saying, you know what I mean? You've never heard about it before. And now ever since Ray Rice, it's almost a weekly thing where you have somebody coming out. Like I said again, I don't condone any of it.
Well, it's interesting, you know, it came after he signed with an NFL team, you know. Probably happened while he was in college, but he didn't have any money.
Yeah, seriously. And
yeah, at least when Jameis Winston was being investigated, it was still in college, and those went away because the alleged victim didn't want to show up in court and testify, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, but now she wants to take him to a civil court after he signed
his
deal. I mean,
I wish I would have never brought charges until he became the number one pick in the draft. And then we could have settled out of court. Yeah, I'd say that's probably, there's a lot of frivolous domestic violence reports. And that's not any disrespect to women out there.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%.
But there's a lot of frivolous everything out there.
Yeah, men and women alike, I agree with that 100%.
Well, it's not looking good for the Twins here. Got to get a double play ball. Or at least take the out that they're giving us. See, bullpen. This will be our downfall.
I never understood this. You know he's going to bunt. Yeah, you don't want to put the perfect pitch there for him to, you know, have a good bunt. Throw it across the plate, though, and have him. You don't know what's going to happen. He might pop the son of a gun up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're giving you an out. Take the damn out.
Nice play.
Nice, but I don't like it.
That had
disaster
yep.
written all over it. So the Twins recording out. Now runners on second and third with one out.
Probably going to walk this next guy. That's what I would do, at least. Get a double play ball. Oh, pitching change. Paul Mulder is liberal with the pitching changes.
Do we have some music for Paul Mulder walking out to the mound?
Let's see. Maybe Semi-Charm Life? Twins just said goodbye to Aaron Thompson. Aaron the Hair Thompson. I and Sue, they had warming.
Boyer?
Quite possibly. Man, it's been just a tough time for the Twins getting runs today. Matt Garza might have been a little better than they gave him credit for when they traded him. It's almost three already. Oh, look at the Twins getting some coverage on MLB Network. I do like that the Twins are making like Baseball Tonight now for more than 7 or 8 seconds.
They're actually having things about them.
Yeah.
You know?
Tim Kirchen has talked about them specifically.
I can't remember the guy that was on there the other day, but man, he was so for the Twins.
all I've been hearing is everything they're doing is unsustainable. Hitting 300 with runners in scoring position. It really is exactly like, what was it, 2001, when we beat the A's in the division series and lost the Angels and the ALCS?
Yes, I was at the Angels ALCS games. When we did win, we won game number one, and I thought we were heading to the World Series that year. Which we, oh shit, we were stacked.
I don't know if I'd call that team stacked, but as far as Twins teams go.
Pitching-wise, we were good, too.
Yeah. We weren't great. Never been really great since Santana left.
We had Hunter, Jock Jones.
AJ Pruszynski. Corey Koski.
Christian Guzman.
Yeah. Fuck. Son of a bitch. Again, this episode's called The Demise of the Minnesota Twins. It's the bullpen. I think we've all narrowed that down now. Well, it's starting pitching and bullpen. You can't have starters go five innings and then expect your bullpen to pitch four.
But at the same time, it's like last year. When you have the opportunity to put runs on the board, you've got to take advantage of it.
Bases loaded, one out. Got to score at least one.
God, I hate that motherfucker.
Yeah, he's an arrogant prick, isn't he? Pretty good piece of hitting, though. So many good center fielders playing for other teams that came out of Minnesota.
Yes.
Denard Span, Ben Revere, Carlos Gomez.
Well, if it would have been last year, Torrey Hunter. You know, he's not playing center anymore. But
yeah. He was for a while.
And it's just, they are just starting to peak with the Twins, and then it's, oh, we'll get rid of
them. We can't pay you. Well, I'm afraid the Twins are turning into pumpkins. But Kansas City was losing the last time we saw.
Yeah, we're not going to get hurt in the loss column today.
Well, we got 3 minutes left on this broadcast. Probably be signing off here. See if Boyer can get out of the inning.
Probably sign off, have a seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, I feel another movement coming on.
And maybe if the Twins do something, we'll hop back on. Did you
I've
hear
been thinking
that?
About the
Did
length.
You hear that? If we could win this damn game, we would have the best record in the American League. But no, we're going to lose.
Why? Because Houston lost today?
Yeah. Will we be 500 by the All-Star break? About 5 weeks away.
The second week of July?
About 5 weeks away.
I don't know. The fact that I have to think about it is a bad sign. So 5 weeks, you're talking about 25 games, which means we'd have to lose three quarters of them. No, we will be above 500 at the All-Star break. It'd be pretty hard to lose that many. I mean, it could happen. But
the thing I like on our first podcast, we were talking about when will the Twins get
gonna be
to
over 500.
Get to 500.
Yeah, and we all picked next season.
Yeah. And now we're talking about when they'll get back down to 500.
Yeah, crazy. It's a crazy game, folks. That's why it's the best one. Anything can happen.
Oh, we need a fucking double play. Oh, I hate you. I'm going to... Oh, God.
Just hate the way he runs. Hate the way he does everything.
Just watching this guy just makes me... Just...
Dude, we didn't get shit for him either. We have had... I mean, that was the Bill Smith era.
We don't get
well,
shit
we didn't
for
get...
anybody.
We got Trevor May and Alex Meyer. Denard Span. That was an okay trade. That was Terry Ryan era, though. Era part two. But Bill Smith negotiated some of the worst goddamn trades in franchise history. I don't think there's a single guy on the Twins roster in any league from the Johan Santana trade.
Well, Carlos Gomez isn't.
All right, guys, this is Fuck Dick and Bert. We're running out of time. 6 seconds.
Thank
Signing
you.
Off for the day. Go Twins. Fins. 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 Fins.